The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said in reply to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Throughout my mission here, I've been very grateful to God who made it possible for me to come to this great country and to this great parish. It took me very many days to get a visa to come here, and again flying for 20 hours to come, I found there is reason to thank God for having made this possible. And also, I'm grateful to the Archdiocese of Los Angeles that, of course, invited me through my diocese to come and do mission appeal in this Archdiocese. I've remained very grateful and thankful indeed to the parish administration of the Holy Family Church. When I came here, Frank received me very warmly to this parish. The two priests here, Father Dennis and Father Marlon, received me very warmly to the rectory, and I really feel at home. I feel I'm a member of the Holy Family. And also, Cambria received me very warmly to the parish. And last night, she offered me dinner which I will never forget. Very delicious dinner which I've never eaten before. And I feel by the end of my stay here, I'm going to add extra pounds. I come from South Sudan, dear sisters and brothers, and my name is Father John Mbapia, and I come from the Catholic Diocese of Tombura, Yambio. I'm sure you have read about South Sudan or about Sudan. You might have watched South Sudan in news, in television. Sudan used to be one big country in Africa. It got its independence from the British in 1954. And since the independence, there has been conflict between the Arabs in the north and the Christians in the south. This conflict led to civil war that lasted for very many years. Even before I was born, the civil war was there. But thank God, in 2011, South Sudan became independent and now called the Republic of South Sudan. We separated from the Arabs, and the Arabs remained in a different country called the Sudan. But after separation in 2011, we had only 2 years of peace. In 2013, South Sudan went again into another civil war. This time, not between the Arabs and Christians, but between South Sudanese, and the reason is political. The reason is power. And right now, as I left and came here, so many South Sudanese have left the country and are in the neighboring countries. In Uganda alone, a neighboring country to South Sudan, we have 1 million South Sudanese right now. And many other neighboring countries to South Sudan, like Kenya, like Democratic Republic of Congo, like Central African Republic, is also hosting thousands of South Sudanese. But within South Sudan itself, where I came from, so many people have been displaced from their farmland, from their houses, into places of relative peace. And in the course of running, in the course of shifting, they lost property. Some lost their lives. In the course of shifting, they stored food that they had, all looted, some stolen. And these people, where they live now, are living in a situation of absolute poverty and desperation of life. Where they live now, the children cannot go to school. Many children are out of school because they cannot afford school fees. Their parents cannot buy for them the basic needs like pens and papers to be able to be in school and even pay school fees. As a church, as a diocese, we are trying our best to be close to these refugees, to be close to these displaced people. If you see the cover page of a bulletin for this week, you'll find my picture there with a number of those children. Some don't have even clothes to put on. They don't have even sandals to put on. We go to them as a church trying to assist, but we don't have enough resources to help. And when we know you are here as our friends, then we run and come to you and say, can you help us to help those suffering children and women who can't go to school, who are dying because of diseases like malaria that could be treated, but no good health services, who are dying because of diseases like typhoid, which is caused due to drinking of contaminated water. Many women who lost their husbands during war are staying in houses with children and cannot meet the basic needs of life, cannot even afford soap to wash or to clean up. They can't afford salt even for cooking. They hardly even have one meal in a day. That is the situation in which my people are. Eventually, my diocese has become so poor because a diocese depends on its people, on its Christians. A parish depends on its parishioners. You look at the way my people have been displaced, some in the camp as refugees in the neighboring countries, some chased away from their houses, some of their houses burned. They cannot take care of the church. On a Sunday like this, in what we could call a wealthy parish, the average Sunday collection where the church is really full is only between $5 to $10. And this can hardly even buy hosts and wine for Holy Mass. But when I come to a country like this, I'm so amazed. Everything is so amazing for me to see the way food is being cooked here. In minutes, food is ready for eating. Back home in my diocese, we have to use wood for cooking. We go to the forest looking for wood, bring the wood back home, start cooking for hours and hours, start cooking lunch by 8 o'clock in the morning. By 1 or by 2, lunch is ready, many hours of waiting. The way I see the clean drinking water that you have here, I'm even enjoying drinking cold water from fridge, which is not in my parish or in my diocese. Sometimes I put there ice, and I only drink it here because when I go back, no more ice. To see the beautiful houses that you have, we have grass thatched houses, and that's why they are easily touched and burned during conflict, during war. And the beautiful roads that you have, all our roads are dusty. You cannot even see a centimeter of a tarmac road in my village. It's all dusty road. Dear sisters and brothers, I'm sure many people have come to you before, preaching, maybe standing where I am, asking for your support, asking for your donation. But maybe my coming also this time could be unique in its own way. Maybe nobody has ever come here from South Sudan. That could be a way in which my coming also is unique in its own way. And again, my coming could be unique in the way that the very Sunday when I'm here doing this mission appeal, we hear a very interesting gospel. In the gospel of today, Jesus is entrusting his church to Peter to take care of it. And the church of God are the people. The people could be rich, could be poor, but the people. And so I feel I am, and my people, are part of this church. And I feel like on this Sunday, it is like God, like Jesus, is entrusting my diocese, is entrusting my mission to you, and you are in the position, in the place of Peter today. That is the way it could be unique. My dear sisters and brothers, as a Holy Family Church, I feel my diocese and my mission and myself, we are all members of this same family. And in a family, when another member of a family is not okay, another member certainly takes care of the one who is sick, who is in trouble. We are in trouble. That's why I come to you as a member of this same family of God, seeking your support. The donation that you will give can feed a family, can feed children, and they can be alive for a week or more. The support that you will give can buy medicine to a child that is almost dying, and this child, you will give it life to live for another 1 month, 2 months, or a longer time. The support which you will give can pay a child to school, and this child can have a future, or buy a shirt to a child that has no shirt but is dying because of cold. The support and the donation that you will give can even sponsor a seminarian to become a priest and praying for you. And still, the support that you will give and your donation can help a family of a woman with her children to buy seeds and tools and grow their own food for their livelihood. I thank you for your donation. I thank you for your prayers. Actually, besides your donations, we need your prayers, we need your consolation, we need your support. My being here, only your smile alone is making me very comfortable. When I meet anybody, hello, Father, I wish you well in your mission. Comforting. And I feel exalted. I feel that's the love I'm looking for. May God bless you. May He bless your life. And whatever you give, may He reward you even in abundance, 100-fold, 1,000-fold, even 1,000,000-fold. Thank you very much, and God bless you. I've been told to remind you that in case of a donation, these are the yellow envelopes which are in the pews in which you can put your donation in supporting my mission in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you, Father John, for sharing your stories, and we will be praying for you and your mission. Thank you. Again, after Matt.